Good evening, everyone. It's time to take charge of your life. Hello, this is marriage and family therapist Eleanor Barbaro, your host, inviting you to take charge of your life on WDIY. The theme of this program is that so many events in life happen to us over which we have no control. Our only control is our response to life's situations. It is often said that 90% of life's events happen to us, and 10% is what we make happen. Tonight we talk with Dr. Christine Horner, who is a nationally known surgeon, a best-selling author, and professional speaker. She holds two board certifications, the National Board of Surgery and the National Board of Plastic Surgery. Dr. Horner has been featured in national magazines and on radio and TV shows, including the Dr. R Show. In the year 2000, Oprah Winfrey recognized her as a part of her Angel Network program. She's the author of the best-selling, award-winning book, Waking the Warrior Goddess, and Dr. Christine's program to protect against and fight breast cancer. Tonight, we are honored to welcome Dr. Christine Horner to help us develop radiant health and ageless beauty, the topic of her most recent book. We welcome her to help us take charge of our lives on WDIY on the road to extraordinary health, beauty, and longevity. Welcome, Dr. Christine Horner, to take charge of your life.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
Welcome. Now, this is a wonderful book because it's the first time I've read a book by a doctor, particularly a surgeon, who is so aware of the natural forms of healing and creating beauty and longevity in our lives.
Well, there's a story behind that, and that would be, as I was working as a plastic surgeon, I did a lot of breast reconstructive surgery and noticed that my patients were becoming younger and younger. And finally, when I started doing breast reconstruction for breast cancer on women in their 20s, I went, okay, something's wrong here, and there's got to be something that women can do to help to lower the risk. So I started going through the medical research. This was 20 years ago. And believe it or not, at that time, I actually found thousands of studies that point out exactly why there's a breast cancer epidemic and prostate and colon and ill health in general, and it's all diet and lifestyle related. In fact, what the research shows is that if you really clean up your diet and lifestyle, that you could pretty much prevent about 95% of chronic diseases, including cancers. So that really sent me off in a different direction, and I got introduced to Ayurveda, the traditional system of medicine from India. It's 5,000 years old, and really the whole focus of that particular system is how to create health, which I realized I learned nothing about in my medical training and, in fact, didn't even have a course in nutrition. So that then became my new path, and I ended up leaving my practice about 15 years ago, actually, and dedicating myself full-time to teaching people how to become and stay healthy naturally.
Well, I want to tell you that one of the most inspiring things about your book, which I really totally enjoyed, is the wonderful picture of this wonderfully beautiful woman on the front cover. And is this you, Dr. Horner?
It sure is.
Well, that is an inspiration in itself because there's a picture of you that is totally ageless. And that is truly a compliment, Dr. Horner.
Thank you.
It's truly an ageless portrait. And also, it's an inspiration that if we follow your plan, maybe we can get to look like you, too.
That's right.
So tell us a little bit more about the Ayurvedic principles. Does it have to do, there's something to do with body image and body style? Can you explain that?
Well, there's all sorts of different fundamental principles of Ayurveda, and kind of the biggest general one is that everything that you do, every thought that you think, either brings you into balance or takes you out of balance. And so all the recommendations that they give, and most people, if they say, oh, I haven't heard of Ayurveda, yes, you have, because yoga, meditation, herbs, all of these things originated from Ayurveda. And so what the design of it is to understand your particular body type, and they say that there's about 9 different body types. We're not all the same. You know, everybody's kind of different. One person can eat hot, spicy foods and have no problems, and another person instantly gets GI upset from it, and there's a reason for that. But there's recommendations that, based on your body type, and also just general recommendations that if you follow them, they bring your body into balance, and to then enhance your body's own inner healing intelligence that can help to keep you well. And the opposite of that is that if you break those rules, then what it causes imbalances, which then kind of obstructs that flow of intelligence in the body and can set up your getting a disease. So that's kind of the gist of it, but there's obviously thousands of different principles and recommendations and all sorts of very sophisticated system of medicine, but there are some simple things that can really have some profound effects.
So you have developed a wonderful system here where you talk about the benefits of exercise. What is your take on exercise? How important is that for maintaining radiant health and ageless beauty?
Well, it's crucially important. And actually, you know, one thing to point out is a lot of times people will say, okay, what's the one thing that makes the biggest difference? And there isn't one thing. It actually, it's a holistic approach, and there's many different elements that are equally important. So, for instance, you could have the best diet in the world, but if you don't exercise, or you stay up real late at night and have a lot of stress in your body, you're going to be sick, you know, And the same is true, like let's say that you exercise all the time, but you eat a bad diet and you stay up too late. So all of those things can, you know, really cause problems with your health. And so every aspect that I talk about, every chapter in the book, is something that, you know, I consider equally important as far as elements if you want to really experience extraordinary health and longevity. So exercise is like brushing your teeth. It's like the human body was designed to move. If you don't move and sit a lot, then you instantly set yourself up for chronic disease and shortened lifespan. And people who stay, you know, physically active, there's all sorts of amazing effects that it has on the body, working genetically, turning genes on that help to suppress tumor formation, adding links to our telomeres, which are at the end of our chromosomes that are associated with lifespan, so it lengthens your lifespan. But it really improves your immune system and has many different aspects. So it's extremely important to have moving your body every single day, you know, something that's a part of your normal routine.
And one of the things that you mention in your book is that it's important not to over-exercise or overstrain yourself, but to find movement that is particularly valuable for yourself. Can you share with us a little bit more about that?
Sure. So, well, kind of like the Goldilocks principle. I mean, with anything, it's like you can do something too much or you can do something too little, and it's bad for you. And that includes exercise, sleeping, stress. I mean, anything you can think of, eating. You know, there can always be too much and too little. So there's kind of a perfect sweet spot, which is, you know, considered optimal for us in order to create health. And, you know, if you're doing marathons all the time, that really damages your body and increases oxygen-free radicals and tears you down. And if you don't do enough exercise, like I said, then that's bad for you too. So there's like a, you know, generally you want to do 30 minutes of brisk walking a day, an equivalent of that. And American Heart Association has all sorts of recommendations too that you can, you know, follow as well.
So exercise is one of the tenets of your book, Radiant Health, Ageless Beauty, is to find the exercise that is good for you, and to not just stress over, and not to overdo it or underdo it. To find something that is really going to be good for you. Is that accurate?
Well, sure. Because if you don't like doing it, then you're not going to do it. You know, so. You know, I think it's really important to find something like I do ballroom dancing and tennis, for instance, and to me that's not exercising, I'm just having fun. So it's not like I have to force myself to go out and do something I don't want to do. And I think everybody can find something like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, I don't like the concept of exercises. I feel the same way that you do. I like swimming. And swimming for me is a wonderful way of having the body move.
Yep, sure is.
Now let's talk about some nutritional aspects. And if you've just tuned in, you're listening to Take Charge of Your Life. And my guest this evening is Dr. Christine Horner, who has written a wonderful book that you really might want to get a hold of. It's called Radiant Health and Ageless Beauty. Dr. Horner has developed a 30-day program to get extraordinary health, beauty, and longevity. And we're just talking about some of the benefits of, we've just talked about exercise. What about the foods that we eat? One of the things that many of us confront when we go to the, when we go for our food shopping is organic produce and organic this, and we are confronted because organic is so expensive. How do we make the decision about which organic we should really be concentrating on?
Well, the most important thing is to quit eating the standard American diet, which the SAD diet, and it's SAD because it's, you know, chock full of sugar and processed foods and red meat. And, you know, so those are the things that are the most important to just kind of throw out of your life and not have. We want to focus on eating primarily a plant-based diet, and that's what research has shown is the healthiest. And plants are packed full of nutrients and what we call plant chemicals or phytochemicals that act like natural medicines. They don't have any nutritional content, really. They don't have any energy that they supply to you, but what they are like natural medicines, and many of them have the ability to help inhibit the progression of many different diseases, including cancer. So really making sure that you're eating lots of veggies is, you know, kind of the key thing. Now, I'm big on doing organic because non-organic foods are things that have pesticides and herbicides and all sorts of growing practices that, you know, they'll find 17 pesticide residues sometimes on, you know, certain things like strawberries and celery and that kind of thing. There is something called the Dirty Dozen. If you look it up on the internet, it's the Environmental Working Group has come up with the ones that are the most contaminated that you absolutely want to do organic, and they also have a clean list. So there's certain things like asparagus, for instance, or avocados that you actually don't need to do organic if you don't want to, because there's usually pesticides or it can't, you know, get through. But that's a great place to look for that list. So, like I said, a plant-based diet, you know, is something that we know is the healthiest, and, you know, just staying kind of clean as you possibly can and not doing the processed foods is really a key. And then kind of interestingly, we found that there's always been this debate about whether you take supplements or you don't take supplements, and it's like if you're eating organic vegetarian diet, you have more of a chance of getting all the nutrients that you need. But in general, we found that our soil has really gotten depleted. Conventionally grown foods, there's numerous studies that show that the nutritional content of them has really dropped a lot, in particular compared to, you know, organic foods. And so there is a place to, you know, put some supplements in. And so there's some key ones, actually, that I recommend.
Well,
so,
we're going to talk about those supplements when we return to Take Charge of Your Life on WDIY.
The many choices and real voices on WDIY are made possible with support from our generous, sustaining members. An automatic monthly gift of $10 on your credit card is an easy way to become a WDIY member and support the programs you love. Set up your monthly sustaining membership gift today. Call 610-694-8100 extension 7 or visit WDIY.org. Thank you.
Welcome back to Take Charge of Your Life. Hello, this is Eleanor Bobrow, your host. This evening we're talking with Dr. Christine Horner, who has written a wonderful book called Radiant Health and Ageless Beauty, with steps and plans to help us really take charge of our life and increase our health. Dr. Horner, we were just talking about some possible supplements that you might recommend.
Sure. So, you know, what the research has shown is that there is actually a number of supplements that are crucially important for us to take, and the experts really agree that this is something you can't get enough in your diet to really make a difference. So, they're, you know, definitely these are the things that I recommend. So, first of all, we find that what happens as we age is our immune system becomes less effective, and our immune system is extremely important in helping to keep us well, so it recognizes foreign invaders like bacteria and viruses and even cancer, and so if you keep your immune system nice and healthy, then that is something that's extremely important for longevity and for excellent health. So all the different components of, you know, good health are important for a strong immune system. Stress is something that really can, you know, knock it down, and eating junk foods and that kind of thing. But they've actually found a food group called mushrooms that are the most beneficial food for helping to support the immune system. Now, of course, practically speaking, not everyone's going to be eating mushrooms every single day and medicinal amounts of it. So there's supplements, various different ones that are very effective. And the one that I've been most impressed with is one that's out of Japan called AHCC. And AHCC is a mushroom formula that's been around for decades, really, and they found that it's the most effective formula in helping to support the immune system. They actually prescribe it in the hospitals in Japan, particularly the cancer patients. And recently, they actually tested it against the HPV virus. So that virus is the most common sexually transmitted disease that we're now recommending that kids, you know, are getting the vaccinations and so forth. But what they found was that the AHCC actually killed the HPV virus. And there's no Western treatment for it. There's nothing that's been shown to be effective. So they found that people who took took the AHCC for longer than 6 months, that it eradicated the HPV virus. So this was a study that was just done at the University of Texas Health Sciences. So to me, this is like an excellent formula to take for overall health. And then if you have particular conditions like the HPV virus, and they actually just found that it was beneficial against Lyme disease too, then taking additional amounts can be extremely beneficial. Another one is vitamin D. So vitamin D is something that most people are low in. In fact, they estimate that about 80% of Americans are low in vitamin D. And if you're low in vitamin D, then it increases your risk of many different kinds of diseases. If you get your levels into that therapeutic range, which we like to see them between about 40 and 60, then it dramatically lowers your risk of many different diseases. So we used to recommend 400 international units a day, and now we realize that people need way more than that, probably 2,000 to 5,000 international units a day in order to get your levels up to that therapeutic range. But they found that, for instance, if you have your levels in that therapeutic range, they found that it dramatically decreases your risk of diabetes, for instance. In fact, up to an 80% reduction in diabetes, 70% reduction in breast cancer, helps to lower your risk of Parkinson's disease and multiple sclerosis and all sorts of things. So that's extremely beneficial. I just think everyone should be taking vitamin D, and the way that you would know that you're taking enough of it, you have to get your levels checked, because this is where everybody's different and everybody kind of metabolizes it differently. And like I said, some people, 2,000 international units is enough. Other people will need 5 or, you know, even more depending on that. So you actually don't even need to go to a doctor's office for that. You can order a kit on a website called nutrientpower.org. And you can order this kit, comes to your house, has instructions on it, but basically you're pricking your finger and putting a little dot of blood on the piece of paper and sending it in, and then they can tell you what your levels are, and then based on that you can determine what dose of vitamin D that you should be taking. Omega-3 fatty acids are another one that experts are saying that nobody really gets enough of it, and you need to take it as a supplement. But once again, this is another nutrient where for optimal health, we found that you really need to have your omega-3 fatty acid levels up to a therapeutic range. That same nutrientpower.org has the omega-3 fatty acid kit, and you want to do an index that's greater than 8% is what we look for optimum health. But again, huge anti-inflammatory properties with it, and really we found that your whole physiology works better when you have optimal levels of omega-3 fatty acids in your blood. So there's other ones, but those are some of the key ones that I think are super important as far as doing supplementation.
And what about green tea? We hear a lot about green tea.
Yeah, there's lots of difference. So turmeric, for instance, the Indian spice turmeric is considered the number one anti-cancer spice. It's got more than 10,000 studies in the medical research. It's the most studied plant. Green tea is kind of second to, you know, to that one. And both of them have been found to have dozens and dozens of different ways that they help to support your health, huge anti-inflammatory properties. They're great antioxidants, and turmeric, for instance, they found works about 150 different ways to promote your health. It has about 30 different anti-cancer properties, and if you take the two of them together, they've actually found that they have synergistic effects, meaning that each one makes the other one more effective, and we kind of find that across the board when you're combining two healthy types of plants. And so, for instance, when it comes to cancer, they found that green tea will enhance the anti-cancer effects of turmeric by 3 times, and turmeric enhances the anti-cancer effects of green tea by 8 times. So when you food combine, you actually don't need to take as much food as what you normally would think you'd need to in order to have the medicinal effects, because, again, they usually have these synergistic effects with each other.
Let's talk a little bit. You have a chapter here that's very important for women, and that's natural help for healthy breasts. How can we, as women, protect our breasts and utilize food and supplements to make sure that we are encouraging healthy breasts?
So when I did my research, my first book, which was called Waking the Warrior Goddess, Dr. Christine Horner's Program to Protect Against and Fight Breast Cancer, the whole focus, you know, was on what can you do to help to lower your risk. And lo and behold, what I found was that all the things that increase your risk of developing breast cancer or help to protect against it are not unique for breast cancer. It's like all the things that you do in order to achieve extraordinary health and longevity are exactly the same. So, for instance, you know, the diet and that we talked about as far as mostly doing a plant-based diet, you know, do the key nutritional supplements, you know, basically kind of the same thing. Exercising, you know, if you exercise, it lowers your risk of many different kinds of diseases, including breast cancer. getting enough sleep and rest at the optimal times is also crucially important. So they found that it's very important, actually, to go to bed before 10 o'clock and get up before 6 o'clock. And that's where we have optimal hours of sleep. If you stay up after that, they're not optimal. And in fact, we found that there's all these hormonal fluctuations that occur throughout the day and throughout the night. And if you stay up to midnight, for instance, on a regular basis, it screws up your hormones. And I'm not just talking about estrogen and progesterone, testosterone, but also insulin, the you know, hormone to help to facilitate getting glucose in your cells, and it's what's associated with diabetes. Your stress hormones like cortisol, melatonin, which is your sleep hormone, but also very important for your immune system and for regulating estrogen. So all of these things really go out of whack if you stay up past midnight. And they found that it affects your body so severely that people who stay up to midnight on a regular basis have almost twice the incidence of heart disease, diabetes, obesity, and certain cancers like breast and prostate cancer. So simple and free, just go to bed earlier. You know, that really helps. Exercising, simple and free. You can just, you know, do walking. So there's lots of really, you know, practical things. And then finally, the thing that we found that influences health more than anything else, more than diet, more than smoking, more than genetics, are our emotions, and particularly the emotion of feeling loved and supported. So it's the number one predictor, you know, for longevity. Do you feel loved and supported? So it's pretty amazing that, you know, when I was going through medical school, we never even, like, associated any emotions with disease or health or anything, and now it turns out that it's the most important thing. So it's great to know that knowledge, because to me, once I learned that, it's like, okay, you know, it's important to really focus on my friendships with people, make sure that I just have my life filled with people that are loving and supportive. And if I find that I'm with somebody that always feels bad to be with, then you need to invite those people out of your life, because really toxic relationships is the worst stress on the human body, and, you know, the one that increases your risk of disease more than anything else. So a lot of people have no awareness of this, and again, extremely important, and being social is equally important. So the more social somebody is, the better their health generally is, and isolating yourself has the opposite effect of that. So it's one of the reasons I used to do all my exercise routines I did were things that I did alone, like running and, lifting weights. And so a few years ago, I was like, hey, I want to be with people. So I started playing tennis, and I started doing ballroom dancing. So there's two sports where it's like basically I'm exercising without it feeling like exercise, and also being able to, socialize and have whole new groups of friends.
Well, you make a very important point here, and that is that toxic relationships can really influence our health and well-being. And we need to be careful of that and to remedy it or to exclude ourselves from these toxic relationships. Would you agree?
Oh, absolutely. So, fortunately, there's a lot of wonderful programs out there if you're really, interested in keeping that person that you're having difficulties with in your life. It's worth really learning some of these techniques where you can have much more effective communication and much more effective conflict resolution skills. And sometimes, you can really turn things around. But if those things don't work, or if that person's unwilling to do that, it's like, this is your life and your health. So I think it's a really good idea to, ask those individuals to exit your life and instead invite people in. I mean, we've got 7 billion people on the planet, right? You have a lot of choices.
So
people that are loving and supportive.
and also, if you are in a conflict situation, find ways to resolve it so that you can remain on friendlier and less toxic relationship.
Yeah, there's just tons of techniques. I took a couple of relationship courses, and it's like the vast majority of what we worked on was all sorts of different kinds of effective conflict, resolution techniques. So, you can learn them easily.
Well, I want to thank you, Dr. Christine Horner. Give us a way that we can connect with you.
Sure. So the best place is my website, which is drchristinehorner.com. That's drchristinehorner.com. And I have a free newsletter that you can sign up for. I've got all sorts of tips and tricks and videos. And I have my own radio show, too, called The Radiant Health Show with Dr. Christine Horner. And I've got all our archives available there as well.
Well, I want to thank you, Dr. Christine Horner, author of Radiant Health, Ageless Beauty, for helping us to take charge of our lives by revealing to us what you believe are the true secrets of agelessness and true beauty. Thank you for providing us with life-affirming tips to hone our bodies, firm our faces, and create the radiant good mood and ebullient energy that shout true beauty and make us feel our healthiest and youngest ever. Thank you again for listening. Thank you, Neil Heaver, producer. See you all on the radio next Monday evening at 6:30 p.m. when I again invite you to take charge of your life on WDIY.